Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at voidsgunstocks.com. I don't know which is more irritating. Is it the fact that the media is so full of leftists and so full of anti-gunners that they're constantly trying to, you know, take your rights away? They're so anti-constitution, they're so leftist. Or is it because they're so doggone lazy that they don't even take the time to do the due diligence to try to bring you something halfway factual when they actually try to go out there and do something, I don't know, accidentally correct? This probably flew under the radar here. But the pregnant Florida woman who had to defend her husband with an AR-15, CNN reported on this. And, you know, she used an AR-15 rifle, which is a semi-automatic rifle, to scare off two intruders that broke into their home and start beating the bejesus out of her husband. The outlet described the weapon as an automatic rifle. Hang on a minute while I just take a few deep breaths. CNN reported, a Florida man said two armed men invaded his home and were beating him when his wife, 8 months pregnant, saved the day by shooting one of the intruders with an automatic rifle. Okay. Then they went on Twitter, and they decided to put that in Twitter as well. Same thing, a Florida man said two armed people invaded his home and were beating him when his wife, 8 months pregnant, saved the day by shooting one of the intruders with an automatic rifle. A CNN affiliate reports. I doubt that seriously, that affiliate reported it as an automatic rifle. That tweet was heavily criticized by everybody for getting that very small but very crucial fact wrong. I don't know if they were trying to highlight where a woman empowered herself, a pregnant woman empowered herself to use a weapon to save her family while her husband was, you know, getting his face broken. Is that why they did it? Whatever it was, it was nice to see them see national media tell a gun defense story, but at the same time, they couldn't shake their dogma that they have beaten into them by the CNN leftist overlords. And, you know, this is the thing. All of these people reporting on these guns, as long as they've been reporting on these guns, anybody I know, including yours truly, although I haven't done one in a very long time, anyone I know would be happy to go on there and explain to them the difference. And they can sit there and say, oh, but you can pull the trigger really fast. That's right, you can, but you have to pull it each time. You can do that. You can pull it really, really fast. And that works with every gun known to man. But, you know, you sit there and think that that's just a characteristic of that gun. And we would explain to them the difference. And the fact that they don't ever ask for that, the fact that they don't do any research, the fact that they don't do any due diligence, this lack of critical thinking, this lack of just, you know, knowing what they're talking about tells me, and this is not a shock, by the way, it tells me that these are a bunch of lazy idiots in the news today. But they're very nice looking, and they dress well. Jeremy King said about the incident, I got a fractured eye socket, a fractured sinus cavity, a concussion, 20 stitches, and 3 staples in my head. I took a severe beating. They came in heavily hooded and masked. I don't know what that means. As soon as they had got the back door open, they had a pistol on me and was grabbing my 11-year-old daughter. And he added the masked men were asking for money. When he said he had nothing to give them, it became real violent, real fast. His wife was able to grab the semi-automatic rifle and shot one of them as they fled the home. He was found dead near the house. She evened the playing field and kept them from killing me, he said, Mr. King. The update was that CNN corrected the copy of the story and sent a correction tweet without deleting the initial tweet, which that tells me all I need to know about them on that particular little ditty there. Correction, it was not an automatic rifle. It was a semi-automatic rifle. They didn't even show it as a correction. They just put out another tweet. I do declare. They do make me angry. Now, I'm very curious as to why they reported this. Because there's got to be some angle to it. Was it such an extreme story because Mrs. King was 8 months pregnant? Does that make it extreme? You know, when did an 8 months pregnant woman, when was she not able to? I know that she's not able to move the way she normally does, but when did she become less capable? Is that what makes it a story because she's 8 months pregnant? First of all, well, I do sit around most of the days, and I've had a lot of kidney stones, and there's no way I would go through childbirth. No way. No way. If I were a female, I would be a childless female, because there's no way I would go through childbirth just because of the pain associated with it. And the fact that, you know, women do that and do it, you know. It seems like they take it quite well. So one thing I've learned about women and self-defense is that women can be quite fierce. And they can be quite effective. They can be really effective in a self-defense situation. And that's why it doesn't surprise me that this lady did this, even though that she was 8 months pregnant. Now, what does this say about CNN? Does it surprise CNN that a woman would defend herself with a weapon of war? Is that why they printed it? Just the whole fact that they printed it is a big. It's not a red flag to me, if I may use the term, but it is a question mark. Why on earth would you show somebody for? Because what's the question they ask all the time? How many people use the AR-15 for self-defense? Well, here's this lady right here that did it. She used an AR-15 for self-defense. She used the proper weapon because she was dealing with multiple opponents. And she was dealing with what we would refer to as a disparity of force. Disparity of force means a whole lot of things when it comes to dealing out lethal responses. So she was perfectly within her rights to do that. And she sounds like she did a really, really good job employing the lethal force. And the whole fact that they reported on it is the big question mark to me. Why did they report on it? Why did they bring it up? Okay. I'm okay. That just the part where they got it wrong. That just tells you right then and there that they can't, they're not capable of not being leftist. They're so used to the lie that they can't quit telling the facts that they think are facts, which are all not. Calling it an automatic weapon. That's not a faux pas. That's what they believe they are, based upon what they've heard and read and the stuff they report. They think they're automatic weapons. The whole conflation of terms has gotten to them, and now they don't know the difference between any of them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. And no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program. And you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I saw something the other day, and now I'm a little concerned. And let me tell you why I'm a little concerned. I'm concerned because I'm afraid that this whole Antifa thing is going to get violent. Not based on their past actions, because their past actions have been very localized. And if they venture too far out, they're just not going to have the numbers they're going to have in certain other places. And they're also not going to have the permissive police in a lot of places. That's their big problem. The police will, clean their clocks. And while if they're actually trying to hurt police and we step up and stop them, the police are not going to do anything to us. But the Antifa is a part of the professional victim class. And guess who they're mad at now? They're mad at the one. They're mad at former President Barack Obama. And why? Because he basically pointed out how they're not activists. They're basically Nazis willing to do anything to enforce conformity of thought on the nation. Now, he didn't call them Nazis, or not in so many words, but the implication was there, and it wasn't missed by the left-wing mob demanding uniformity of thought. What could Barack Obama possibly say to these snowflakes to make them melt? He told a crowd at an Obama Foundation event, "This idea of purity, and you're never compromised, and you're always politically woke, and all that stuff, you should get over that quickly. The world is messy. There are ambiguities. People who do really good stuff have flaws. People who you are fighting may love their kids and share certain things with you." One of the most reasonable things I've ever heard the former president say. And this is not controversial. You're probably saying, how's this controversial? It's not. That's normal. That's a normal fact pattern. Okay? How did getting along with people and compromising to get things done become a betrayal of some leftist cause? If you're a sane person, it is not controversial. It is a reality. I'm not talking about politics here. I'm just talking about day-to-day coexisting, if you will. This is adulthood. I mean, I do every day. Listen, I travel around. When I'm riding around here and I'm carrying a gun, I'm in my car, I like my possessions. I know that all of them can be replaced. I know that. But replacing them is a hassle. So I've gone through what I had to go through to get them, and now I just want to hang on to them. And people endanger them all the time with the way they drive, their stupidity, and all this other stuff, texting and while driving, all this other stuff. People around here, around where I live, everybody thinks they're in a Mad Max movie. And through all of this, I have to sit there and compromise with myself and say, this is not worth killing this idiot over. Although punching him in the face seems really attractive right now. But thanks to policies and political party of President Obama, adulthood is now just a prolonged temper tantrum. The woke crowd is a large percentage of millennials, though not the whole group. I know a few of them that are just as solid as anybody out there, and their existence to this point has not prepared them for a world outside the cocoon of groupthink. They've been raised to not keep score because losing can damage their psyche. Their walls are covered in participation ribbons, and the area between their ears is marinated in praises of adequacy. And when you've been told your existence makes you special by people who were supposed to prepare you for adulthood, adulthood becomes a scary place. Reality doesn't care that your parents thought the world of you. The world doesn't think of you at all. You have to make it think of you by making something of yourself. And these little brats whose fit's thrown in the toy aisle may have ended up with a timeout, also likely ended up with the toy they wanted anyway. So when someone anyone tells them no, scolds them in any way, they aren't capable of handling that. Some guy named Ernest Owens, who is described only as a journalist, was tapped by the New York Times to respond angrily to Obama's mild put-down, here, if you will, of people freaking out over every perceived slight. He wrote a long, whiny piece about how everyone else just doesn't get how important those temper tantrums are because they're too dumb to understand it. Boomers and Gen Xers, along with a handful of younger people with more aggressive views, have been agitated by the way many young Americans, and especially young people of color, use social media, the only platform many of us have, to talk about the causes we care about. But they're going to have to get over it. And Mr. Owens really lays on a thick coat of victim paint. He's a gay black man who can't accept most people don't care about either of those things, while believing he should be celebrated for them. And those things define him. They are what he is. And his journalism. In a video on his website, he talks about how he brings his unique intersectionality to journalism. Not accuracy, not honesty or fairness, but intersectionality. And for same people who don't know, intersectionality is the ever-changing food pyramid of victimhood that Democrats created to ensure that they could take any situation and manufacture a victim. It's garbage, and it's ruining a generation of young people. Over the weekend, a bunch of angry leftists in New York stormed the subway system, jumping the turnstile to protest the idea of enforcing the law by arresting people who do just that. And then they carried out the usual progressive signs about blanking and, you know, punching the police. One of them, calling itself Decolonize This Place, chanted, "It is our duty to fight for freedom. It is our duty to win. We must love each other and support each other. We have nothing to lose but our chains." They're just too dumb to realize that they are free and whatever chains are holding them down are of their own making. And it's amazing how the more woke someone is, the more they seem to sleep through the obvious. One day soon, hopefully before it's too late, these people will wake up and realize that they've been lied to. That Obama, of all people, is giving them a gift when he told them to calm down. That reality bears little resemblance to their insulated drum circles and college safe rooms. And until then, we'll be looking out for more Nazi tactics ironically done to combat what they think is fascism. Oh, and unemployment because social media is forever. And who would be crazy enough to hire anyone bringing this kind of baggage with them? A broke clock is right twice a day, people. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence says the United States is willing to help the Mexican government when it comes to drug cartels.
We stand ready to assist Mexico should they ask us to do that. But it all underscores, Trish, just how important it is that we secure our border. I mean, the president declared an emergency on our southern border. We had a crisis of over 140,000 people a month coming across our border, and Democrats in Congress focused on anything but the best interests of the American people.
The vice president speaking there on Fox Business. The search may be over for a Utah man accused of killing a couple and burying them on a Texas beach. Police in Mexico have arrested Adam Williams. The 33-year-old was seen driving the couple's truck earlier this week into Mexico. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
To you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. So, one of the things that the gun grabbers, the modern gun grabber want is looking at, is they want to ban semi-automatic rifles. They want to ban them for primarily because they've been, quote, banned before, and they think that's the low-hanging fruit. They think they can convince you that semi-automatic weapons are the weapons of choice for rampage killers, even though you can find out for yourself that they're actually not, and even though you can find out for yourself that, you know, rampage killers are very, very, very rare. And one of the reasons they want to take AR-15s is because the AR-15 is what the Second Amendment is about. Now, Beto O'Rourke is never going to get the chance to take away the AR-15 kept in the home of Jeremy King of Lithia, Florida, who's recovering from that broken eye socket. And Mr. King and his family right now have to be very grateful that Beto O'Rourke is not the president, even though it still would have been an uphill climb, even if he was. And you know, they're thankful for that and for the right to keep and bear arms enshrined without any asterisk in the Second Amendment of the Constitution that the Democrats claim to be defending. Yeah. The AR-15, the same assault weapon owned by the Bitter Clingers, said to endanger such families in the neighborhoods that they live in. And in this case, it didn't turn out to be this way. In Mr. King's case, it saved his family from an intruder who broke into the house, pistol whipping him in the face. You can't imagine what kind of pain that would be like. I can't either. But, I mean, if you own a handgun, think of slapping somebody in the face with it. I mean, it just turned your stomach to think about it. They grabbed his 11-year-old daughter, and they threatened to leave the King family with they were going to leave them as another statistic buried deep in the news. But then coming from Spectrum News 9, the bruises and swelling on Jeremy King's face tells the story of a man on the receiving end of a brutal attack, but his actual account is far more harrowing than his injury suggests. I've got a fractured eye socket, which is that's a very hard thing to do to somebody. A fractured sinus cavity, a concussion, 20 stitches, and 3 staples in his head. King said one of the men started pistol whipping him while another kicked him repeatedly in the head. His wife, who was 8 months pregnant, was in the back bedroom, peeked out to see what was going on. King said one of the men shot at her. She retreated, grabbed an AR-15, turned around, and returned fire. When he came toward the back door in her line of sight, she clipped him, and he made it from my back door to roughly 200 feet out in the front ditch before the AR did its thing. Police later found that assailant, who succumbed to the occupational hazards of being a home invader, they found him dead in a nearby ditch. This is one of, 6,900 times this happens a day. And it happened this time, and this time she had to pull the trigger. Unheralded by the media. Stephen Williford certainly can remind both the grieving and the self-righteous that guns in general, and the AR-15 in particular, which has been misrepresented by gun control zealots as an assault rifle, can be used by good guys to save lives as well as bad guys to take them, because he's the guy that engaged the rampage killer in Sutherland Springs, Texas. He heard the sound of gunfire at a nearby church. He grabbed the AR-15 he taught others to use as an NRA instructor, and he chased down the rampage killer who had shot up the First Baptist Church before he could continue his murder spree elsewhere. We get this from, I don't know which outlet. The hero who last November stopped the gunman behind the deadly Texas church massacre said using an AR-15 enabled him to end the bloodshed. In an emotional interview with CRTV's Ladder with Crowder on Monday, Stephen Williford described the gunfight and dramatic car chase that ensued to stop the shooter from slaughtering additional churchgoers. The former NRA Association instructor was home Sunday morning when his daughter told Williford she heard gunshots from the nearby Baptist church, prompting him to get his AR-15 from a safe and load a magazine. He ran to the church and confronted the alleged shooter, Devin Patrick Kelly, who fired shots at Williford. He took cover and fired several shots at the gunman, who sped away in his car. Williford ran to a truck, stopped at a stop sign, and asked the driver to help him stop Kelly, who had a history of domestic violence and been kicked out of the military. They pursued him, and he was wearing plates, and somehow or other they got a shot between the plates, and they pursued him down a nearby highway until the vehicle eventually careened off the side of the road. When police arrived, he was found dead on the scene with a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head, as well as 2 other gunshot wounds, one in his leg and one in his torso. Responding with an AR-15 round with a 5.56 is going to be a lot quicker than 9/11 is going to be able to get to you. I can assure you of that. Other non-scary weapons are just as lethal, and the AR-15 has been chosen by popular demand as the defensive weapon of choice, despite an earlier nonsensical ruling by another federal judge. We get this. As the Ferguson riots raged, District Judge Catherine C. Blake, appointed by Clinton, issued a ruling that upheld the Maryland law, saying the court seriously doubts that the banned assault long guns are commonly possessed for lawful purposes and is inclined to find the weapons fall outside the Second Amendment protection as dangerous and unusual. Second Amendment, written in the era of muskets, does not mention what arms we have the right to keep and bear, but we have an idea based on how they were used to protect their owners' homes, businesses, farms, and families, and to fight tyranny. And it's been said the Second Amendment was put in the Bill of Rights to protect the other 9. Gun control advocates say with some snarkiness that the Second Amendment doesn't allow one to own nuclear weapons or tanks, so it's merely a question of where we draw the line. And they would draw the line at the AR-15 and its counterparts, which, despite the judge's claim, are commonly used for legal defense purposes. They have been used in several high-profile rampage killings, as have handguns. It's popular for both sport and self-defense among women who find it easy to carry and handle. Crime rates and homicides have dropped as concealed carry laws have spread nationwide. As more people are armed, predators find it harder to find unarmed victims, except in gun-free zones, such as the school in Newtown, Connecticut, or the theater in Aurora, Colorado. The critics will tell you they're not going after guns used for legitimate activities such as hunting. The Second Amendment was not written to hunt. It was written to kill tyrants. It was written to enable me and you to fight tyrants and to win. And tyrants can be government, or they can be people coming into your house to pistol whip you and grabbing your 11-year-old daughter. That's quite tyrannical as well. So, you know, the Second Amendment was put in there to protect us from people like Peter Francis O'Rourke. And it was put in there to protect us from people like the people that tried to rob the King family. And, you know, in the hands of the British Redcoats, the musket was an assault weapon. And in the hands of a law-abiding American, an AR-15 is what the Second Amendment is actually truly all about. When you look at that weapon, when you look at that emblem, that should become your new symbol of the Second Amendment, because they want to take both. They want to do away with the whole concept of a Second Amendment and take that gun away. And you know why. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago.
The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Erin Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Although the Democrats have done a really stupid thing by initiating an impeachment process, they're not so stupid as to damage their electoral prospect, as well as their credibility in the wake of the abject failure of the Mueller investigation. So the too smart by half Democratic elites will take the short-term hit on their credibility on an impeachment inquiry rather than vote out articles of impeachment from the floor of the House of Representatives. You're looking at me sort of quizzically. I can see it from here. First, what kind of articles of impeachment could they write? The quid pro quo claim is a complete non-starter, where in essence they're trying to criminalize the words and the foreign policy of Trump by divining his intention in order to make their case for impeachment. This is the opposite of the hanging Chad argument, you remember? Where you could look at the hanging Chad and you could determine, well, I know that they punched that one, but they didn't mean to. We're trying to figure out what he was thinking in this moment. There's absolutely no law they can point to that he broke in his conversation with President Volodymyr Zelensky. Second, they can't even claim to be a violation of campaign finance law. So what do they have to go on? Well, nothing, absolutely nothing. Hypothetically, if they were to write up a couple of complete bogus articles of impeachment, they know they don't have a chance of surviving a trial in the Senate. There's also a possibility that some of the Democratic representatives who were elected in 2018 in districts that Trump won in 2016 will vote against the articles, along with some Democrats who actually have a remaining principal or two. Nancy Pelosi, despite her usually highly partisan public posture, is still, I believe she still has a little bit of a shrewd politico in her who can read the tea leaves, particularly what the polls are indicating about the 2020 election, especially in the battleground states such as Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, as to what will happen if they follow through with impeachment. She also realizes that the socialist agenda is a loser with the broader electorate and admitted as much when she recently stated that she's worried about the 2020 candidates being on the wrong track with their agendas, especially those of Warren and Sanders. He says they're losing ones. I'm not a big fan of Medicare for All. I don't know if you noticed it or not, but now in Virginia went blue yesterday. Did you see that? Virginia is totally blue now. The House and their Senate is run by the Democrats, including the governor. But the governor is the guy who wore blackface, and the lieutenant governor is a guy who's been charged with sexual assault. And they just elected some guy named Jeff Morrissey, I think his name is. He's a pedophile. Hey, but Virginia's blue. I wonder how Pelosi feels about Virginia. But in this case, she's going to have to come up with some kind of excuse, possibly even reverting to her statement last May when she said that impeachment must always be a bipartisan affair. And that is not what it is when the votes on establishing rules and guidelines for an inquiry that took place last Thursday were totally partisan, with every Democrat with the exception of two voting for and every Republican voting against. That's not bipartisan. That has to have two players from different sides in it, right? And there are small signs that even the leftist mainstream media could be setting the table for Pelosi to end the process. CNN, once again. You know, some of these things just make my head spin. CNN ran an opinion piece, "Democrats are wasting America's time on impeachment," where it spelled out in a fairly compelling way why it shouldn't be carried out. They wrote, "In the end, Pelosi is doing nothing but checking a box for the more partisan people in her party. There will be nothing to show for it but wasted time and a diversion of the nation's political conversation away from issues that real people care about." Which, that's been the entire time since the Democrats have been in charge of the House this time around. And Republicans, if you manage to get it back this time, would you please be proactive? Would you please do something with it? Let's not have a bunch of talking. Let's not have another Ryan in charge. Right now, the possibility of Pelosi pulling the plug on impeachment is going to grow stronger and stronger. The blowback from the extreme left wing of her party will be deafening, but she knows that to follow through with impeachment will do more to damage to Democrats than to bail out on it altogether. And that's a problem for them. Now, I've never seen two ringing lines on here. I wonder if that's Nancy Pelosi and somebody from Virginia. This has all been a game. This has all been a little play game for everybody. And I'm sure Schiff is completely serious about it, because Schiff is a... I can't say what he is, okay, because I would be kicked off the air for saying that. But as they're playing this game, this is the thing about politicians. My senior senator is Lindsey Graham. And one time I called his office to ask them why they were wanting to debate. They were going to allow a debate for gun control on the floor of the Senate. And they said, well, Senator Graham loves it when they want to debate for, you know, about gun control on the floor of the Senate. And I asked, what happens if they actually change opinions and they're so compelling that they would get a vote and maybe win that vote? Does it stop being a game of chess at that point and become a problem? And they told me, well, we don't like to deal in hypotheticals, and it's nothing but a bunch of hypotheticals in politics. So, you know. Is this what this is? Is this gamesmanship on the part of the Democratic Party? Or is this something else altogether? I don't know. But their electoral chances are going to diminish. They're already diminishing as it goes. The polls that we're not hearing about may have them concerned. Was that two people calling the wrong? They thought they were calling a different show? That's probably what it was. So, and listen, when you got CNN out there saying, you know, this is a waste of time, the chains have moved in politics. Now people are expecting results. Now people are expecting performance. And they're not getting it. And the Democrats think they've got this one. They think they got a mandate. and they never got a mandate. You had 38 Republicans who just didn't want to perform. They quit. They're still quitting. So, they just read the tea leaves the wrong way on, you know, in the House of Schiff and Nadler. I haven't noticed Gerald Nadler being talked about much here lately. It's all Schiff, which is a pretty good way to put it. It's all just a bunch of Schiff. I think I can say that and get away with it. But yes, we've been watching a lot of Kabuki theater. And, let's just say that it's not going to play too well for them. But that's all beside the point. That's all beside the point. The thing they have to worry about, though, is if they're Antifa, if Trump gets reelected and the Antifa run wild, I think the Democrats will be smoked at that point because they're the ones that enable this. They're the ones that don't condemn it. They're the ones that don't do anything about it. And in the meantime, well, we're the ones that just keep getting hit with it. So that's another concern they've got. What are we going to do if the Antifa run crazy? Well, I don't know what you're going to do. I know what I'm going to do if they run crazy. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to be joined by Dean Weingarten. I think he's in Dallas now. Always good to hang out with Dean because the stories he tells and the stories he's written are just epic. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain.
Benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.